Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Do you know who you are? Most of my life, I'd always wondered why. Why this or why that? I thought myself to be a good guy compared to others I'd come across. Though I'd grown up how I did, I believed I was living a life of morals and values. Though I'd know that the religion I grew up in was wrong, I took values and principles I knew were good and lived by them. Even at an early age, I was deceived. And for many years of my life, I was a master manipulator. I could get people to do things without asking, many times with a reference to the situation. I was an excellent liar, one who could talk his way out of anything. I was a schemer. If there was something I wanted from someone else, I would manipulate a way to get it, most times with ease. Looking back, I can now see the deception of my beliefs. There's not one time I did these things where I was doing them for the fun of it. Up till the time I met Jesus, I'd lived a lifestyle of struggle and operated out of desperation. Because I didn't have enough money many times to pay my bills, I would operate in one of these forms of behavior. At the time, I never gave it a second thought. Mostly because I'd convinced myself I needed to do it. I'd make up these enormous lies to convince people I needed the money I was asking for, all while convincing myself that I was good. Why? Because I didn't have any malicious intentions or a deliberate desire to hurt someone. I naturally leaned towards being a comforter and caregiver. In today's podcast, I'm asking, do you know who you are? I was doing these things on top of having the baggage I was carrying from my childhood. But yet, I carried an ego of being someone wonderful. It didn't help either that I carry a high level of intelligence that compounded the bad mindset. There were far more good qualities, I must say. By nature, I'm a caregiver. I've always been this way. I'm a natural comforter. I always have had the knack of knowing what to say or do in any situation, all while staying calm. This is my calling card with family and friends throughout the years. My intelligence is the next thing. People my entire life have come to me for answers regardless of the area of concern. If I didn't know the answer, I found it. Compassion, concern, and love, again, staples of who I've always been. Forgiveness, understanding, and the ability to always be a helping hand are part of my core nature. It wasn't until I met Jesus that I had taken stock of these things. I, in my transformation, saw the things that were not of God leave me. I became awake to the many faults I possessed. I realized the deception, lies, and falsehoods that I had been living under. And I saw the impact they had on others, whether I had directly witnessed those effects. As I repented and renewed my mind, it was less of a struggle. I'd learned to trust God and found no need to do the things that kept me in bondage. It then became my mandate to help others to recognize these things in their lives. God forgave me, so it wasn't about atoning for my sins. It was about learning from them. This is the actual point I want to make today. There are things you will have to eliminate when you start your journey with Jesus. Many of the characteristics you possess will win people for Jesus. God will not strip you of who you are. He removes the things that don't work in the kingdom, and he enhances the good qualities. Do you think it's by chance that I'm a prophet? The heart I carry is for the children of God. I love you as he loves you. My desires for you are his desires for you. It's all about giving you the tools to navigate your life with excellence. It's about helping you know and understand your identity in him so that you can become who he created you to be. The qualities that I had growing up are all being used today, but in a greater way. The things that don't work in the kingdom's advancement are gone. Lying is something I now despise. I refuse to do it, and I don't tolerate people being around me doing it. I call it out immediately. Deception and manipulation, because I used to do it. I see it immediately and cut it off at the head. This is the power of transformation. If there's no transformation, there's no relationship with God. I discuss this in another episode. It is impossible to be transformed into the image of God and still do these things. Quick tip, this is one way to know if who you are speaking to is of God. Transformation, renewing the mind. These are staples of Christ-likeness. Do you know who you are? It's up to you to find out. Self-reflection is your constant duty if you want to become the best version of yourself. Let the baggage go, get out of your way, submerge yourself in the truth, and don't look back. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.